Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are Beach Party. Welcome to our universe. This first song is called Catch That Train.
Noho 2 Studio. It is the Enter the Shell show, and I am joined by my guests, Beach Party, which you can find on their Facebook, facebook.com/beachparty with three Y's. Tell me why the three Y's, guys.
The one Y was taken.
So you're like, hey.
That's it.
I thought it was like something like more like cooler, like, I don't know, why, you know?
Yeah.
So that beach thing, which by the way, let me just say this. I love this weather that we're having here in California. It's what I deem short sweatshirt weather. You know, I don't know, maybe because I'm like a fat man, but I've always loved wearing shorts and a sweatshirt in the winter. I really can pull that off. I don't know. Okay. Do you guys like this type of weather?
My legs are too white for the.
Shorts? When you said short sweater, I thought you meant like a cropped sweater.
Yeah, I imagine
not
a mid-trip.
Like, not the shorts and the sweater, which I'm fine.
You're wearing
with.
A long sweater right now, and it looks good, man.
Oh, thank you. Look at you. That's Nico over there.
He's got a lifeguard on, too.
Right? I am a lifeguard, which is why
I wore it. Are you certified?
Yeah, totally. I could do mouth-to-mouth. Like,
Rob drowning this can right here.
Yeah, mouth-to-mouth right now, including CPR.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm exceptional at
was
it.
Was that a coincidence you wore that?
No. It was completely intentional. I was like, because you're
You went out and bought one, didn't you?
No,
you're
like, I was in Catalina, and I said, man, I would really love to be a lifeguard. I can't, so I'll just buy my way in. And I bought this sweatshirt in hopes that one day I would be needed, you know?
There it is.
And there goes my stint into, you know, being a lifeguard. Me running on the sand.
Underneath.
No shirt, of course not.
Lots of oil.
Lots of oil.
Red shorts.
All right, Rob's ready for his mouth to mouth.
Rob, assume the position. He's not ready.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
I'll take it easy.
But let's talk about this music that you guys like. I really like this music. I put it next to like beach music. Is that like a very accurate representation?
I think it's more like beach. Like garagey, you know.
There's definitely a surf element to it.
Garagey, surfy, psychedelic tinges is what we're kind of like going with.
Yeah.
I mean, you could play in the beach, you could play in the desert.
A little bit more of the party versus the beach, but still though.
I think like with our name, like Beach Party, it was kind of like just to kind of embody like we're not necessarily that we're like all about the beach and stuff. Like I hate sand.
I don't like the beach. Yeah.
I'm not a big beach fan, but like growing up in Los Angeles or in California kind of gives you like that kind of, I don't know, the beach is like so forced down your throat that you kind of just have this, I don't know, there's like a mentality about it.
I think the beach and the ocean is a very powerful element. It's where, you know, everything meets and, you know, the tides and the universe all pull together. And it's a pretty amazing place to be at. I mean, we do love the beach, but we're not necessarily beach rats. But, I mean,
love, you know, is a strong
word. I've surfed a long time, and I don't know if any of these other kids did, but.
Body surf. Wakeboarding.
I surfed the internet.
Oh man, let's talk about you guys. Sound very lo-fi, you know, but in a digital world, it's hard to manufacture that. How do you guys do that?
Very simple. We like break things down very simply and just use what we got, which is what James and I did when we started. We didn't have much to work with, so we just pretty much did it in his bedroom. Oh wow, listen to that. We just did in his bedroom. So
mouth to mouth.
We might tonight.
So, you know, I mean, we're gonna go into a proper studio probably later in December, but yeah, so far we've kind of embraced the lo-fi sound that we have.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you know, based off the music that we were like interested in and wanted to, I guess, sound like or take from, you know, the some of the techniques, I guess, like we, you know, just using, like, we didn't have a nice microphone when we recorded anything. So, like, it capped a lot, and we didn't really know how the fuck we were recording things. So, you know, like, a lot of the levels were just too high, and we learned that down the road. And so, like, everything was just kind of too loud, really, when we were recording it. And then the product of that was, like, just really blown out a little bit. And we wanted it too, though. I mean, it was a conscious decision. I mean,
we were happy when we were done. So, and we basically used one mic. So, I mean, that's kind of how we did it.
It worked really well. Tell me about going into the studio now, you know, and facing the elements of now clarity, because that's the one thing about the studio that is so different from you guys doing it, you know, just lo-fi, is that clarity. A lot of engineers will go and they'll really, you know, define your sound. That could be a very scary thing.
Well, we trust the producer who we're working with, and he's done a lot of cool stuff. Adam, I don't know if you want to talk about Adam. Actually, Adam is the name. Adam's our bass player right here, but we're working with a producer named Adam, and we trust crazy. Him and his tones and his quality of recording. So I think, you know, we've spoken and hung out with him a lot, and I think he's been to our shows, he's listened to our recordings, and we've spoken at length with him about it, and
he knows what we want.
He knows what we want, and we trust him to get it. So,
and I think another giant factor is that when the songs were recorded in demos, it was just the two guys, and you know, I think they played everything and programmed drums. And now it's a full band, so it's the songs have taken on a different sound, and you know,
yeah,
so
parts change, and we're excited to get the more live feel across on record. So
we don't have any like premeditated, really, like this is exactly how anything has to sound. We're kind of like, this whole band has been literally like, let's just do what we think is like really good, like what we like or something, and whatever comes out of that, if we like it, we work more with it, and if we don't, we just throw it away. And and from going from just Rob and I in like the bedroom doing it to to like bringing in Adam and Nico and incorporating like a real band and like having two other opinions and two other, you know, musical tastes coming into it, we've just kind of like our band is the sound has changed a little bit, and for the better. So we're just kind of, you know, when we go in the studio, we're not, like I said, we don't have anything like planned necessarily, like how it has to sound. We're just gonna do it till it sounds good.
I think there'll hopefully. Be definitely lo-fi influences still.
Yeah, yeah, I think we want to keep that.
It's not gonna
yeah.
be like a crispy, like, I mean, nice, you know, sound or.
It's not gonna be Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
I heard he's getting lo-fi these days.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's regressing.
He's getting low.
I bet he's a nice guy. He's a sweetheart.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. You know, if me and Justin Bieber ever meet, I don't know. I feel that I'm going to get these weird connotations, like I'm going to want to hate him, but he's going to be so likable.
You're going to look in his eyes and it's going to be
You're going to look down and you're going to tower over him. You're just going to
finally.
You're like, dude. You gotta respect him. Man.
Finally, I'm like, I'm taller than the Beeb. Can I call you Beeb? You're like, sure, why not? In my head, that's how he sounds. I don't know. But you guys have been touring a lot. Tell me about your guys' gear. Does it break down faster? Oh,
yeah. Everything we have breaks.
Not as much as we break it.
It's all on purpose. It's like performance art. So. If something happens, you know, you try to make the best of it.
We've had some shows that were, we had one show that was quite interesting. And
a drink fell on my amp and it legitimately like caught on fire.
Smoke just steaming out of his amp.
And within the same, on that same show, Adam's bass broke because he took it apart and didn't put it back together right. So he had to take it apart like 2 minutes before a set and take ice and bubble gum. And it worked.
Got MacGyver on
bubble gummed it together.
Might not have put it together, but no.
Adam's
to fix
gone through like three amps now. Yeah. Because they keep blowing up.
Yeah, stuff breaks. You lose stuff. It happens.
Yeah.
How do you guys rebound from that? Is it, do you guys put in a collection, or are you guys really making that much money that you can,
we're in the hole. All the money that does go to the band does not go to equipment. So
if you break your gear, you pay for your gear. Yeah. Rob left my guitar in a cab last week, and it's gone now.
It's currently in Cambodia.
I've seen a photograph of it with a Cambodian child. Cambodian child. Just playing it.
That's cool.
Selling it for an apple.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can resurrect that guitar, and let's hear another song. We are going to hear the song Geronimo, and we're going to have more with my guest Beach Party, all that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show. We'll be right back. facebook.com/beachparty with three Y's. Oh, yeah. Because they bring a party. Hold on. Let me get a beer, too.
Give the man a beer.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Give me another. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah,
a beer? Are you guys fans of beer? You guys like beer? You guys like the beer?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's good.
Right?
It works.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do,
it's beer.
I like it.
It's vodka. Dude, your guys' music just sounds like such a party atmosphere where beer would be flowing, hot chicks dancing. Is that the scene when I go visit you guys? Is that what I can look forward to?
Absolutely.
Most likely
not.
What is it? Just a bunch of skinny kids, just all skinny guys just looking at you guys.
There's chubby.
Adoring.
We have chubby friends.
We have chubby. We have chubby kids.
Yeah, they're not all skinny.
Mm-mm. They're not all skinny.
No.
I think everyone's beautiful, so I'd definitely say we have beautiful people.
Nice.
Show. No matter what shape,
thank
size.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Grace or...
Good stage. So, Rob.
No, I'm serious. Serious.
Typical Rob.
Took it easy.
You know, I have a bone to pick. I don't know if it's with all of you or one of you, but I read that you guys like to do kind of a pre-party at Taco Bell. Is that true?
Where did that
except
come
for
from?
Me? So it's I think these
that was a one time thing.
That was a one time thing.
I think there's photographs from that.
There is. That's the there's documentation.
But yeah, it's totally.
They caught you guys.
We all kind of got
food poisoning.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm a big Del Taco guy.
I was just about to say.
Yeah. You know.
I would take Del Taco over Taco Bell. That's where you're bringing.
Bite
up.
Your tongue.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Bite your tongue.
You're gonna break up the band right now, dude.
Yeah. Del Taco, Taco
things
Bell.
Have to happen.
Del Bell. That's what we're.
I'll tell you, one of the best cheeseburgers I ever had was from Del Taco.
Which one was it? Was it the?
You know how fucked up that sounds. The best cheeseburgers I've ever had was from a Mexican fast food. Yeah, that makes no sense. You're not making any sense right now.
What are you saying about
a cheeseburger? No.
The bacon Del Double.
Can
I? I don't go to Pizza Hut and ask for
actually Pizza Bell, Taco Bell, Pizza Bell. Taco Bell.
Pizza Bell.
Pizza Hut, Taco Bell.
You're at Pizza Bell.
I had that burger because so many people told me about it and how amazing it is. And I went, I don't know, maybe it was during a time in my life because I've been like cleansing out like my system, my stomach. I've been trying to eat a lot of, you know, good, you know, organic stuff. And I had it and dude, the massive dump that I took within 30 minutes of eating it was outrageous.
Well, I think that's part of the whole deal.
You commit to it, you know it's going to happen.
You got to be already in the mindset that that's going to happen. You know, you just got to prioritize what you're doing after.
I think it kind of cleans you out sometimes.
You have to be a masochist. You have to be a certain type of masochist.
You've set some time aside for, you know,
to abuse your.
It's always like
abuse yourself
too.
Like that.
But
wet tacos? What are you talking about?
You read? We read what that we have a pre
like a pre
ritual
at
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
don't get me wrong.
Is Taco Bell gonna get a hold of this, or
I don't know.
Sponsor us? They're gonna sponsor us.
They
Taco
should.
Bell truck.
Is that they do?
Taco Bell
we
van?
Eat Taco Bell all the time.
And we wouldn't be able to get through a set, man.
Right?
No.
I will say this
people
about
stand back a little further.
I will say this about Taco Bell. There's two things that I like there. One of them is the double decker taco, which is absolutely amazing there.
That's good.
And the Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
The Mexican pizza, I get that vegan, and it's so good.
Josh. What's your name?
Rob. Like, we're a brand new band. We just met, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
Rob is a vegan. We love him, but he's, yeah, he's this
Rob kind of ruins our
band.
Yeah. But you left out the cheesy gordita crunch, by the way, with chicken, not beef.
That's good. The cheesy potatoes.
Yeah.
The sour
it
cream.
It comes in like a little just cup, and it just is like they just throw everything in, and it's just so disgusting, but it's good. They just put that really runny sour cream on top. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I'm there. I'm already there. It's already eaten in my book. Let's talk a little bit about...
Sushi?
Yeah. Sushi and how amazing it is. Well, sushi is okay. I'm more of a California roll guy. I don't know if you could consider that sushi.
You know what a California roll is?
It's just avocado.
Crab.
No, it's everybody who stops at a stop sign in Los Angeles. That's called a California roll.
Well,
that's actually very true.
No, that's when you
stop,
don't stop at a stop
sign. You kind of stop, but you don't stop. You just kind of roll right over it.
We kind of made it famous. Not the sushi kind?
Not the sushi kind.
Let's talk about how you guys and your music should be conquering the world. Honestly, I hear
I agree.
It and I automatically become a fan.
Okay, I feel you.
I see that you guys are getting some play in the UK and Brazil.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever think that this sound would be as global as it has become?
Yeah. England, we I don't know. We had a slight idea, but it literally England's like where we have to go to. I mean, we might even cut our first full length there. Hopefully, I mean that's
That'd
where
be cool.
We. I mean those. I mean we have so much love over there that it would make sense. Hopefully, to pack up and get there for at least a year, but. Who knows what will happen, but we have a lot of love there, and we want to go there.
I wouldn't want to go to Brazil, though.
I mean. Right?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, we definitely tried to make the music like
Rio's
you know,
the second album right there.
Fun Man, to a point that anyone
brings us back to the oil and the beach and all that stuff.
No, we definitely wanted to make the music, you know, fun that almost anyone, regardless of what type of music you typically would listen to, could like listen to it and dig it. So, I mean, I don't know if we're I mean,
we're not dickhead prone, so.
No, we'd love to go to Japan. I mean, we'd love to travel Europe and do everything. So it's not like just America or even Los Angeles. So
have you guys ventured outside of Los Angeles? Where's the farthest you guys?
No, we have. I mean, we're brand new. We're brand new. So
went to Prague.
I mean, literally,
it's been
a month,
one time.
A month and a half.
Yeah,
not like personal trips.
No. I don't think it's been about 2 months. So.
Yeah, we've been playing for like two or three months.
Are you serious? I thought you guys had been a band for at least a year.
Well, Rob and I started the band a year ago, but it was just him and I like writing songs together and recording the demos that you can hear online. But really, like when we started this band and started playing shows, it was about 3 months ago when Nico Rob brought Nico in to try it out on drums and like it was an instant like you know.
Love
very sensual,
and then Nico through fair. Nico brought in Adam like within 3 weeks after that, and everything had just kind of clicked. Like
it was perfect.
We were just kind of like waiting for things to happen, and like weren't rushing. Like we got to play shows or anything, and then you know, so it's only been like 3 months that we've actually played shows and promoted ourselves as a band or anything like that.
Who's the main guy that's promoting you guys? Is it one person individually?
It's all of us,
or is it
all the time?
It's all of us, and we have our buddy Britton who's managing us, and he's helping you know push us with you know getting us gigs and just getting us in contact with the right people to push for us and stuff like that. But we're all like you know this whole band pushes for
we all
for
like it. If you're asking about our Twitter feed or our Instagram feed or our Facebook feed, we all get on and do it. So it's not like. One of us is doing it. We all chip in and show our flavors on it. You know,
so. Of ridiculous photos.
If you try to outdo each other,
really?
You suck dick for coke.
No. <It's okay>. I took it easy.
If you guys had to pick a flavor for each of you guys, what flavor would best represent you guys?
Rob
each
is
a collective.
Rob is definitely like Spicoli. like Sam's the raddest dude. Yeah. Well, that could be a flavor too. You know,
Spicoli.
Flavor?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm gonna use Spicoli as an Italian. Sauce right now, but also a character.
This is Italian.
Spicoli?
Yeah. Well, no,
do you know from a
Fast Times Ridgemont High?
Yeah.
Fast Times at Ferris Bueller's
That's
Day Off.
That's your favorite sauce.
Rob's and mild Spicoli.
Bueller. What?
You're like, oh.
Nico is the party animal.
Favorite flavor.
The bond.
Like, or
the
just like what flavor bottom, would like describe you,
as
you
a
know?
Taste?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spicy.
I like soy sauce. Pickle juice.
Wow. Have you tried pickle juice and beer?
Pickle juice and
I haven't, but I've whiskey? Heard about that.
Yeah.
Pickle juice and whiskey. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do like my bloody beers. I do involve myself in bloody beers. The micheladas and all that, so maybe salty seawater.
Salty.
It's like when you get in that wave and you just get pulled under too long and you have
wave.
To open your mouth and it rushes in.
I don't
that's
mind.
Nico.
I don't mind about half of it. So
wow.
You kind of check, but when you survive, you're like, wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
That's good.
Now we do have a lovely studio audience, and did any of you guys have a question for the band? Max, step up. Grab the mic.
Hi.
Question for the band. This is Max, guys.
Hey, hello. How are you doing? So as I'm sitting here listening to you, I noticed that you have a very analog kind of sound, very throwback. There's like a big resurgence of throwback music right now that's happening. You are you inspired at all by like Brian Wilson's Animal Sounds or any of those kind of bands?
For sure.
I know I am.
I mean, definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. Absolutely. Definitely. Love the Beach Boys always. And
yes. I think the term throwback, though, is just basically saying good music, and I think good music will last forever.
Right.
Yeah. As long as people are making...
We do, though, like as you're saying, we do appreciate that quality and that tone of music that was achieved in that period. So, yes, in that sort, that's what drives us, and that's what gets our rocks off versus like...
There's something,
you know,
a little more magical about how like when people were experimenting back in the 60s and 70s, like the sounds they got and... Right. You know, like how more authentic and special those are.
Or
like
compared to... Do you find yourselves in the studio or in your home studio experimenting with those kinds of sounds? Are you
definitely.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, we'll always try.
I mean, what is it? It's like, you know, when you don't have a nice studio, you have to come up and make things sound different or cool or weird. So you end up doing much more experimentation. What is it? Something's the necessity of
less is more.
Like a lot of guitar tracks, I would actually track in James' bathroom, which
we
was
have an isolation room.
It's in like an isolation room, so I'd literally be sitting on the toilet, my pants are up, but I would open the door, be like, "Are we ready?" And he's like, "Okay, hit it, dude." And then we'd shut the door, and I'd play the riff on the toilet, and then you're looking out and you're seeing, I like open the window in the bathroom, you look out and you see the hills or whatever. It gave me a certain, like, that's a type of freedom and like cool vibe that I think is cool. Like when Brian Wilson would demand a sandbox to put his feet in when he'd perform vocals, it's like, that's pretty awesome to be able to, get in a certain vibe when you record or get in a state of mind. So, I mean, us in the bathroom, you know.
Brian Wilson in his sandbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turtle's same often thing. Like that. Turtle yeah. demands that, you know, he's got
or a litter
seashells.
Box.
And
yeah. I demand many things. I'm very demanding.
Glitter. Glitter. He's into that.
Tortilla chips, beer.
Right, exactly. Yes.
All that stuff.
And thank you to everybody who's brought the beer tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Well, not that I indulge, because I do not. So just for our
that
fans.
Is my lovely girlfriend, by the way.
And for the vegan, you should visit Sun Cafe on Ventura Boulevard.
Ooh, I've never been there.
It's amazing, the best vegan food that you've ever had. So anybody out there listening should go there.
Yeah. I went to Sage today, awesome. Rob. I'll have you know.
Yeah, you like
I went
that?
To Sage the other day,
spot,
too.
Man.
Sage is real good.
Some juice.
Sensual.
Well, let's get more sensual and hear another song. And we are going to hear the song Bad Decisions.
Thank you.
right, it is now time to get into the celebrity corner. And speaking of celebrities, I saw a picture of you guys with Andrew W.K.
That was Brad Pitt. He just
who's actually playing tonight. Some
good friends.
He's actually playing a show tonight.
Is he?
Are you guys really good friends? Or is this like...
Oh, no, we have no idea who he is.
No,
we're
yeah,
fans. We're big fans.
Festival. We played a festival with him. And
he's a cool guy.
He was really, really encouraging. And I believe one of his quotes was, "When we party, we beach party hard."
So, it was,
yeah.
He tweeted
that kind of made our day, spruced our goose.
That's really cool. I mean, he's the guy that is the party guy, right?
He's a party guy, but there's different types of party. He is so positive that he'll light up a room. He's so enigmatic. And he's great, man. He's a good guy to hang with. So very positive, good vibes.
Cool. Hopefully you guys get to hang with him again.
For sure.
We had to talk about Phil Collins and Sade.
That's all you guys talked about?
We had a little conversation, but it was by the porta potties.
So it was real totally quick. Real.
Yeah.
Whenever you're by porta johns, you always have real conversations. It's true.
It gets real. You know? True.
Yeah. Sure. Let's talk about something even more realer. Pizza. You guys are fans of pizza?
Is realer a word?
Realer. I would love
pizza. Realer?
Let's talk about that.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
No. Well, pizza. You guys are fans of pizza, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys order pizza all the time, I'm sure.
Always.
Yeah. Like okay. Ninja Turtles.
Canadian bacon and pineapple. Did I just answer your next question?
No.
Well, you are a Canadian bacon and pineapple kind of guy. I knew that. I was having a talk with my girlfriend the other night about people like that.
About what kind of... Yeah.
People that eat like Canadian bacon, pineapple. There's kind of a certain kind of person that eats that.
Yeah.
Like if you were at a party, and like everybody wanted like, pepperoni, maybe mushrooms.
No,
cheese,
never.
You'd be like Canadian bacon, I'd be like, pineapple, and there would be four slices gone. The whole pie would be left. And
I'd eat.
But then again,
for lunch the next
my girlfriend and I enjoy the vegan pizza, and it's still very
different. We're not a vegan band.
I'm just saying. Rob's it's vegan. Out there.
Can we stop this whole crazy Canadian bacon thing? Can we just call it ham?
It's ham. It's not ham. Even.
Or bacon. I would even just take bacon.
No, you know what? Well, no, it is just ham.
What is a Canadian?
Well, I think now let me tell you this. In England, when you get bacon, it's like huge fat chunks.
Are you mad
chunks.
At me, by the way, for saying that about you?
What, that I'm that kind of a person?
Yeah, are you mad at me?
We'll talk later. Okay. I think that it's just bigger chunks, which is here ham. I don't know. Anyway, what's going on?
Well, there's a video that's gone viral of a delivery pizza guy who went and didn't get tips. So he was so pissed that he didn't get a tip for his pizza that he urinated on the, I don't know if it was the door or the doorknob of the person that bought the pizza.
Good for him.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't know who to fault in this, because if you're going to order a pizza, you should have enough money to tip the pizza guy. That should always factor into, you ordering a pizza. If you don't have enough money to tip, then you need to go to, the spot and you need to do the pickup.
But you know what's happening is there are a lot of pizza places now that are adding in the tip.
Right. Or so they're saying it's like a $5 charge.
Maybe he didn't know.
Maybe they didn't add it in, or maybe they did.
I made this mistake once. There's an Indian restaurant near my house, and my girlfriend and I ordered food from it, and it was delivered, and it was like a $5 delivery surcharge, whatever. So I figured that was for the driver, like a prorated in there.
He's talking to you, not me.
I know. My mic's facing you, you asshole. So I didn't tip the guy, but I used their online website, and when I went to reorder the next week, it said, does not tip.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ah,
but you know what they didn't factor in is that I could delete it. I could edit what they said.
Is it E20? You had a profile on this place?
E24.com. Plugging that real quick. It's a great website that caters.
They just deliver
from other
places.
You just want your points back. You just want your gold stars back because you don't tip.
Well, I deleted it, so it's not a problem anymore. Yeah. I don't eat from Indian tandoori chicken on Sunset anymore.
Just the tip, man. Just the tip.
I now go to Electric Karma on 3rd.
Huh?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. The sauces. Woo!
That's like a vegan thing. If you're vegan, like you have to have a lot of sauces.
I love the sauces. It's like all about sauce. I believe, you know.
I just want everybody to know that I'm proud to be from Los Angeles, in case anybody doesn't already know.
I love it.
Anybody doesn't already know where we're from, because we haven't said that.
Adam's from Alabama or something.
Georgia.
Yeah, he's
Georgia.
Shit. He's a Georgia peach.
Been out here long enough. Yeah. He's a Georgia peach.
Mm. Now, you guys are old enough to have watched this TV show, Boy Meets World, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Sure.
Great show, right?
Mm-hmm. I think my cousin was in it. My cousin was in it.
Who was your cousin?
She's a little baby girl.
Not Topanga, was it?
No.
Topanga, right?
I'd be in trouble.
Hey, Corey?
No. It was a little girl, a little blonde girl. Her name's Lily. She's my cousin. Amazing actress.
She played the sister?
I think you guys all met her, but she was a little baby in it.
I don't believe
her younger sister. I mean, his younger sister, Fred Savage or...
Ben Savage.
Ben Savage, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I know the show.
So get this.
It's not better than the Wonder Years. Sorry, what was the question?
Well, let's face it. Wonder Years is
anything
the end-all, be-all. You know what I mean?
That's like the peak.
But for 90s, you know, Boy Meets World was just as brilliant, you know, as far as like for that. You know, it was our...
The hairstyles were amazing, you know.
The 90s chicks,
clothes. Yeah.
Everybody. Well, get this. Your cousin might actually be getting another check because there's another resurgence. And in fact, I know this. Disney is about to redo Boy Meets World with Topanga and Corey. They're going to continue on the lineage. And I don't know. I think it's going to follow the story of Corey and Topanga have a daughter, and they're going to call it Girl Meets World.
Can we really backtrack real quick?
Is this a question?
Did anyone see the final episode of Boy Meets World?
I never did.
Where the professor, you know, the teacher that
Mr. Feeney?
Mr. Feeney. But, which, by the way, you know that he never stayed in one grade? I've never seen a teacher that consistently moved.
He was that badass.
Yeah,
he's so good.
First year.
And now I will teach fourth grade.
And that's like, how did you go from a third grade teacher to like a high school teacher to like
it's called promotion. It's called a promotion, dude.
Yeah,
he's moving
up. He's moving up.
But it was a really sad ending to I don't remember it, but I remember it.
It's great.
Well, here's the thing. I'm very curious to see in this new endeavor if Minkus, do you guys remember Minkus?
Oh, the Mink.
I wonder if he will ever make an appearance, because I'm curious to see whatever happened to that guy. You know? I wonder if he turned into like a weirdo or whatever, then if there will be Mr. Feeney,
Ethan.
Boy Meets World is nothing without Mr. Feeney. He made like the
show.
He should
be like their yoga teacher.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
No, but he's like a millionaire. He's got a jet.
Yeah.
What did Mr. Feeney look like? I'm trying to remember.
He was old and gray hair.
He kind of like an owl.
Did he look like an owl?
He looked like a mix between Mr. Belvedere. And the principal on Saved by the Bell.
Man,
so you fuse those
Mr. Belvedere and Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding, yeah.
Mr. Belding, ding.
Belveding,
dear.
But no, was he a did it,
Belding, dear?
Did he have like a head like a Dr. Phil, look like a chicken nugget?
It was something like that.
Kind of. He was a little stumpier than that, though.
He definitely had like a Paul McCartney thing, like that
mustache,
bird face, right? Mustache.
Fluff.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of like punchy cheeks. I don't know if punchy is the right word.
Punchy.
Punchy, though. That sounds right. Robust.
So are you guys going to tune into this kind of new endeavor?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'll check it out.
Probably not.
I'm really not against.
I'm against.
What station is this?
It's going to be on the Disney Channel.
Disney, oh, Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I don't have TV.
I don't have cable.
Yeah.
PirateBay.se. Pirate Bay.
Now we got the feds on us. Thanks.
YouTube?
Okay, guys, it is now time for shout outs. And do you guys have any shout outs that you would like to give?
I want to say hi to my mom. Is that okay?
Hi, Chibo. I want to say hi to Kate the Great, my girlie at home.
Hi,
actually, she's at a bar celebrating Obama's
right
victory.
Once one person calls out their girlfriend, like everyone else has to call out their girlfriend.
My
girlfriend's Adam, why don't
so
you raise
hot.
Your right hand?
She's so
No, man, that's not funny. Adam has many girlfriends.
You know, I make all my rehearsals because I don't have to go cuddle my girlfriends.
Wow.
So I'm just saying.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah, you know what? You know, your girlfriend
extra time.
Or fix their doors or anything like that.
Cuddle you.
You know?
Okay. I got some shout outs that I'd like to give out. I would like to give a shout out to you guys. Thanks for bringing the beer and the chips that so graciously ate all of it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah. Another shout out I would like to give to Steve Sculler, who's providing all the engineering and all
Steve's
this
man.
Knocking out of the park.
Right? Delicious audio.
Great job.
that you're listening to. For more information, log on to sculler.com. Do you guys have smartphones?
What's that?
Yeah.
It's not very smart.
Yeah, we got this.
Does it have Stitcher on it?
What's that?
Stitcher?
Yeah.
What's
a... then
is that where you put like two pictures together and then you make...
No, this is an audio thing. So you guys need to step up your guys' game and log on to Stitcher.com because the entire Enter the Shell podcast network is streaming on Stitcher. And this is like... You know, wherever you're at in the world, when you guys are touring in Brazil or in the UK and you want to know what Turtle's up to, you just go to your phone and it updates it and you can listen to all my shows and stuff like that.
I'm downloading it right now.
I got this new thing called Instagram.
Okay. It's
totally tubular.
It's
still in beta?
Yeah. It's still in beta. Maybe we'll see. Well, it depends. If you have an Android, it's probably still in beta. Yeah, right. As people with iPhones had Instagram like eons ago. So
yeah, I don't understand.
I love it.
Guys, what do you think of the studio, NoHo 2?
I was just looking awesome. At it. I like it. It's
who did a lot of it? Who did all of this?
A lot of the work was done by this artist named Danny Hernandez, but... some of the work has been done by, you know, folks like yourselves, musicians that I've had on that said, hey, I want to contribute to the wall. So I say, hey, you know, cool, bring a brush. And then they contribute to the wall. So a lot of these people have been the guests.
Nico is an artist and he's an amazing artist.
And he always has a brush on him.
Perfect.
He always does.
I would love.
Those are both lies.
Yeah. Oh, you're not an artist?
No, he is.
Look at those suspenders. Of course he's an artist.
Right? He's eclectic as this fuck.
Just like you're from Georgia and you're wearing a white t-shirt.
I'll take that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nico, if you want to contribute to the wall.
I would love to, man. I would love to, yeah.
You know, bring a brush and, you know, email me and then we'll set some time for you to come and do something. I would love for you to.
Could do it with a key, too, maybe right now.
Okay, sure. Deal. Well, if you guys ever want to, you know, rent this place out. Or, you know, shoot a video in here. Speak to Mark Doty and log on to NoHo2.com. And there you'll find his email address and all the important information to get a hold of him. It's now time to find out the moral of the show. And as you can see, I've carted out the Demoralizer 3000. I'm going to say a few magical words and say the moral of today's show. Throwback, flavor, lo-fi, Taco Bell, surfing, ice and bubblegum, sweater, shorts, Mr. Feeny, suspenders, and Brazil. That means it's done if you can rip open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for this week is, drunk is a good color on me.
There it is. As everyone raises up their beers.
Great.
Hell yeah. My guests have been Beach Party. Make sure to check them out on their website, or I should say on their Facebook, facebook.com/Beach Party. And there you're going to get links to their Twitter, their Tumblr, and their SoundCloud. And, of course, I will have all the links that you need on the show notes. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We've had a great time.
Thank you, Turtle.
Yeah.
was great. That's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Enter the Shell Show, and we are out of here. Later.